Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time, has strongly criticised the World Anti-Doping Agency amid major questions over its handling of positive tests returned by 23 Chinese swimmers. Now, this issue has cast a shadow over both China and WADA ahead of this summer's Games. Phelps' criticism will have resonated strongly in Ireland, as top medal prospect Daniel Whiffen and other Irish swimmers will likely face off against Chinese athletes in just a few weeks' time. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Ian O'Riordan, who's sports writer with the Irish Times. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well, but I think it's worth probably going back to where the story originated. This domestic swimming competition held in China late 2020 into early 2021, where some of the country's leading athletes were competing against each other. This was all ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. So tell us what happened at that point.
Yes, exactly. It's certainly not a recent story. And I suppose the first thing to say is it wouldn't be a proper Olympic countdown if there wasn't some doping controversy brewing in the background. And here we are just over 3 weeks out from the Paris Olympics, this month's Paris Olympics, now that we're into July. But this story goes back to before the Tokyo Olympics, which was 3 years ago now, given the fact that it was delayed by COVID-19. And so the height of the pandemic, and you had about 23 Chinese swimmers all testing positive for the same substance, the same banned substance called trimetazidine, which is a well-known performance-enhancing drug. It increases heart efficiency and is used for, basically, athletes can train harder and recover quickly. So very much on the banned list. So 23 of these top Chinese swimmers, 6 months out before the Tokyo Olympics, all test positive for the same banned drug. The Chinese anti-doping authorities investigate this. They discovered that it was actually, the hotel kitchen was contaminated by the substance, that it was in some of the food jars and some of the drainage and that kind of stuff. Now, trust me, Claire, this is not the kind of thing you'd leave lying around your kitchen. Mm-hmm. But anyway, to cut a long story short, this goes before the World Anti-Doping Agency, which are kind of the global police for anti-doping. And effectively, they accept the Chinese excuse that this was a case of contamination. And lo and behold, these swimmers go on to compete in Tokyo and win around, I think it was 11 medals between them. And it was only in the last 6 months, going back to, say, earlier this year, when the story was revealed by both the New York Times and the German documentary maker ARD, who were both sort of on this case for a while. And this is when the real situation became more critical, because here we are now just a few weeks out from the Paris Olympics. Some of those same swimmers, I think it's 11 of those 23 swimmers, have been named on the team for Paris, the Chinese swimming team for Paris. So there was obviously no penalty, there was no suspension. And I think that's why you mentioned Michael Phelps at the outset here. And he's, I think, what is it, 23 gold medals in swimming. So he kind of knows what he's talking about when it comes to this sport. And his exact words were, he doesn't know whether he can trust the World Anti-Doping Agency, whether they're doing their job or not. And U.S. anti-doping have been very strong on this. And the head of the U.S. anti-doping is a man called Travis Tygart, who people might remember is more or less credited as the man who brought down Lance Armstrong all those years ago.
And yes,
he reckons this is a potential cover-up. He called it a stab in the back for clean athletes. So there's a bit of politicising going on here as well. But I mean, certainly as long as I've been covering sport and the Olympics, and I say anti-doping's always been in the background, very little about this Chinese case adds up or makes sense.
People might remember when that story broke, and you know, the raised eyebrows around the Chinese excuse that it was in contaminated food or even in the air conditioning in the hotel, they suspected. But have WADA ever said anything about why they accepted that? Because I know part of the reason was because it was pandemic times, they couldn't get in and check the story. But that doesn't really lead to you accepting the explanation, does it?
No, I think the height of their reasoning was that they couldn't find any evidence to suggest otherwise, that why that maybe the athletes have been taking it deliberately. Now, as I say, this is a prescribed medication drug that you only get in tablet form and powder form. It's not like it comes in a spray or a food. And there have been contamination issues in the past, certainly, and when it comes to maybe some food issues, like food can get contaminated. But there is still a strict liability that if this drug is in your system, you're ultimately responsible for that. So to have more or less half of the Chinese swimming team have the same drug in their system, it's beyond coincidence. And I think that's why so many anti-doping authorities are questioning this. And it just does not sit well. I mean, there's a kind of a chain of custody here whereby there should have been a provisional suspension initially. It should have been some disclosure, as in it should have been made public in some sense. But if it wasn't for the New York Times and the German documentary maker, this may never have come to light. So that's why when US anti-doping people like Michael Phelps are talking about a cover-up, I think that's the real concern here is. And again, just to bring it all back home, you mentioned at the outset there, we will have the largest Irish swimming team for Paris in a couple of weeks. We've got five swimmers, Daniel Whittle. We also have three relay teams. It's the first time we've had a women's medley relay, I think, since 1972. This is one of the events where China won a gold medal in Tokyo 3 years ago. So it's only really when you see that, and I've met some of the swimmers last week and they've talked about all the sacrifices and the training they've done, and this goes the same for every country, but when you're looking over what China have done, and you kind of really have to question, can you believe the performances in the pool? And if that's the World Anti-Doping Agency's job to do, I can understand why some people are questioning whether they're doing that job
okay, and
correctly or not.
World Anti-Doping Agency is funded by all of the competing countries, but I was reading at the weekend that China gives them more money than other countries, certainly a lot more than the United States. How is all of that regulated and decided? Do countries just say, well, I will decide to donate this amount of money? Is it not on a pro rata basis? Because it seems a strange way to fund it if certain countries can just give more because they decide to.
There is a little bit of that. And again, that's part of the problem here. Is there a conflict of interest? I mean, the World Anti-Doping Agency is supposed to be entirely independent of the sporting bodies themselves when it comes to running the sport. There is that has been the funding model for years. And obviously the International Olympic Committee contributed, I think, 50% of the funding. So I think that's part of the problem here as well, is that if there is a cover-up, if there is some sort of preferential treatment that's been given to Chinese athletes, why is that? And why is that not being explained? I mean, the World Anti-Doping Agency have said that they've appointed an independent investigation. They've said the results of that would be revealed before Paris. But we've heard nothing back yet. But we are talking about the two superpowers of swimming here. Let's be honest. US swimming versus China swimming. And there's a little bit of finger pointing exercises going on here. US anti-doping is not squeaky clean. I mean, a lot of their professional sports don't even adhere to the World Anti-Doping Code. So I do think there's a little bit of politicizing of the situation here. But certainly, if I was looking at this case in just a cold light of day, and you see but there's 23 swimmers testing positive for the same drug, they go on to win medals in the Tokyo Games. They're back looking to compete for medals in Paris. It certainly begs the question how it came to this. And if that was any other country, I suspect there'd be a lot more maybe noise made about it. It was a European country. But it seems to me as if China may have been given preferential treatment of some sort when it came to all the swimmers testing positive.
And listen, how significant is it then that Michael Phelps would sit down in front of a House Energy and Commerce subcommittee in the United States and be as openly critical of WADA as he was last week? Is that a big deal in all of this?
Yes, up on Capitol Hill there last week. Now, there was one of these US House Committee hearings, and the exact title of it was Examining Anti-Doping Measures in Advance of the 2024 Olympics. So they weren't just looking at swimming, they were looking at sort of sport in general. And Michael Phelps, 23 gold medals, and one of his teammates there, Allison Smith, she's the four gold medal winners, I think, but she was part of the American team that were beaten by the Chinese relay in Tokyo 3 years in the medley relay. So she was feeling like she's been particularly impacted by this. And it's just unfortunate because, as I say, you trace the trail of Olympics. And we had the Russians before Rio, and even going back to 1996 and our own Sonia O'Sullivan, when the question was, what are the Chinese distance runners who had famously denied her so many medals before, where did they show up in Atlanta? As it turns out, some of them did. And unfortunately, we never got to the bottom of that case. And it's clearly a case now of, can you trust everything that's going to happen in the swimming pool in Paris in a few weeks' time? And unfortunately, we're at a situation now where the World Anti-Doping Agency, for whatever reason, does not appear to have followed their own protocol on this particular case. And that's why I think the likes of Michael Phelps, the likes of Great Britain swimming, our own anti-doping agencies are asking whether this is... Mm-hmm. How this happened, essentially, and whether we can actually believe.
But Ian, there is more to run on this, because as you explained earlier, WADA is having this independent investigation now. They've promised the results before we get to Paris. So things could change before the Olympics in the summer.
They could. I mean, I'd be very surprised if anything changes in terms of the Chinese swimmers who have been selected. I mean, it's clearly a case of there should have been some sort of temporary suspension, possibly even some sort of bans handed out, whether there was 2-year, 4-year bans, so they may not even be allowed to compete in China. But one footnote to the story was, if you go back to 2021, and again, we're talking about the height of the pandemic here, but China were due to host the Winter Olympics the following year in Beijing in 2022, and there was huge, huge financial commitment to those Winter Olympics, which were also looking like they're going to fall victim to the pandemic. China managed to get those Olympics over the line for a whole variety of reasons, and one of the rumours or one of the suspicions is that maybe they did not want to embarrass China. They did not want to make a big deal out of the fact that can you even believe in the Chinese athletes a few months out from those Winter Olympics. Now, again, as it transpired, those Winter Olympics went ahead and there was nothing else to say about that. But unfortunately, there seems to be a sort of a chain of events here where one thing is kind of pointing to the other. But it doesn't change the fact that there was a very suspicious number of Chinese swimmers tested positive and effectively got off scot-free.
Okay, well, look, there is more to run in it. So let's see what happens in the weeks between where we are now and those Paris Olympics, because, as I said, WADA are carrying out their own independent investigation into all of this. Ian, thanks very much for telling us about it. Ian O'Riordan, their sports writer with the Irish Times.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.